Middle East on the brink. North Korea on the brink. Iran increasing its aggression. Elections in Taiwan. Look, there's a lot of global instability as we ourselves plunge into primary season. How have you sheltered your savings and investments from potential major setbacks to the economy? You think it can't happen here? It can happen here, but it's not too late to diversify an old IRA or 401k into gold. And Birch Gold Group can help you with that. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. As opposed to many other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty. It is an important part of diversifying your savings. Now listen, here's how Birch Gold can help make it a part of yours. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. You want to learn more? Just text SAVAGE to 989898 for a free info kit. S-A-V-A-G-E, text it to 989898 and you get a free info kit. It costs you nothing. Just text SAVAGE to 989898. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of happy customers, I encourage you to arm yourself with the knowledge of diversification through precious metals. Protect yourself. Text SAVAGE to 989898 and claim your free info kit. Protect your savings with gold. Do it now. Text SAVAGE to 989898. Thank you very much. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. Text SAVAGE to 989898.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. The Westwood One Podcast Network presents The Savage Nation. It's savage, uncut, unfiltered, and raw. Home of borders, language, culture, and here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
I just watched and listened to Mueller. The man is a snake. The man is a political snake. He just said two things and then three things and then the fourth thing undermined the first and third thing. Then he concludes by saying, although Trump seems to be guilty, he can't be indicted because there was no trial. Goodbye and thank you very much. So again, what he's done here is stir the pot, try to keep the country divided. This is clearly the deep state at work, once again dividing us against each other, and they could all go to hell. As far as I'm concerned, I'm sick of it. Then I watched the vermin on CNN who all should be arrested for sedition. I hate them. I'll tell you something. I've never really hated what I just saw, the people I just saw on CNN. I've never seen anything like these vermin. They're right out of the Soviet Union. Saying, well, although Trump can't be charged, he should have been charged because we say so. They don't believe in the rule of law. They don't believe in the Constitution. They don't believe a man is innocent until proven guilty. There's no evidence that he was guilty, but they're saying the implication was is that he might have been guilty, therefore he is guilty. And then he says he's not entitled to a trial. We told you all along he should be impeached. I have never in my life, and I've been around some time now, seen such vicious insanity that I've just seen on CNN. And as far as I'm concerned, and I believe in the First Amendment, frankly, the president needs to step in and do something to the president of CNN. So listen to what Mueller, the snake, says. Quote, if we had confidence after a thorough investigation of the facts that the president clearly did not commit obstruction of justice, we would so state, according to the report. But then he goes on. Based on the facts and the applicable legal standards, however, we are unable to reach that judgment. So what is he saying? He's guilty and he's not guilty? He did it and he didn't do it? He should be tried, but he shouldn't be tried? Goodbye and thank you very much for the $30 million and the fun I've had. I'm Robert Mueller, the author of the next best-selling book called The Mueller Report by Robert Mueller.
The order appointing me special counsel authorized us to investigate actions that could obstruct the investigation. We conducted that investigation, and we kept the office of the acting attorney general apprised of the progress of our work. And as set forth in the report, after that investigation, if we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. We did not, however, make a determination as to whether the president did commit a crime.
Unfortunately, Special Counsel Mueller was unable to pursue criminal charges against the president because Department of Justice policy prevents a sitting president from being prosecuted. That policy, in my opinion, is wrong, but it prevented the special counsel from pursuing justice to the fullest extent possible. Therefore, As Mueller again highlighted this morning, it falls to Congress to respond to the crimes, lies, and other wrongdoing of President Trump. We will do so. Make no mistake, no one, not even the President of the United States, is above the law.
I would say that Nadler is not above the law, and I would say that it's time to Trump to really hire a Roy Cohen instead of these nancy-pansy lawyers he has and start investigating the investigators. Now you say, well, that's fascistic. Well, study the ancient laws and the ancient sayings where they said, who will watch the watchers? You're telling me, looking at that cretin Nadler, who was stumbling and frightened through the whole speech, that he doesn't have some skeletons in his closet? You're telling me that Nadler himself shouldn't be investigated and be forced to hire lawyers to explain his behaviors while he was a ticket fixer in Brooklyn? Make no mistake about it. The whole thing is a setup to keep America divided. Mueller has given the Dems red meat for impeachment. Mueller, as I said today on Twitter, fed doubt, then bowed out. That's the summary altogether. I'll say it again because no one says it better than me. Succinct and concise. Mueller fed doubt, then bowed out. Now, the big question to all of us is, why did Mueller even give this press conference today? He didn't have to. Why did he do it after 2 years? What was he trying to achieve? Well, it's being said that he did this to avoid having to testify, but also to set the stage for the Democrats to harass the American public for two more years with impeachment. And by the way, just as you can't indict a sitting president, you know and I know it's a repeat and getting even for what was done to Clinton. You know and I know these people are that petty. You and I both know that the two-party system is failed. We have a failed political system in the United States of America. The two-party system should be declared an antique and destroyed. It's horrendous. These Democrats have been waiting, what, how many years now, to get even for what was done to Clinton? What do you think is going to happen if they should go through the Stalinist show trial of impeachment of Trump? Even if the House votes to impeach him, the Senate will reject it, exactly as they did with Bill Clinton. We'll have another $100 million or more wasted. The American people will be divided and at each other's throats. The country will fall in international standing. Meanwhile, we'll be screwed left and right by countries like China instead of taking them on directly, as Trump has been trying to do since he became president. He will again be entangled in legal hassles. And who wins here? Only the damn lawyers. I've got to tell you right now that I am quite upset because everything today indicates to me that the whole thing is a charade. If you listen to the 8-minute statement of the 400-page report, you have to ask yourself, which sentences did he choose to read from the report and which sentences did he leave out? What did he want you to hear? Well, he emphasized one major point. He said, I couldn't exonerate him. Now, what does that mean, I couldn't exonerate him? Well, what you don't know is that prosecutors do not exonerate people. That is not the job of a prosecutor. They do not exonerate people. In most cases, they drop charges on grounds of insufficient evidence. That's what they do. So something is wrong here. Something is very, very wrong here. The American people are now angry on one side, confused on the other, ready to go to war. Nobody knows why this man was even given the job of investigating the president. And the fact of the matter is, Mueller himself signaled to Congress that his report could serve as the basis for an impeachment. That's what he said. That's what he said. And we will see impeachment as sure as I'm sitting in. Now, Pelosi, strangely enough, didn't jump in right away and say, oh, we're going to impeach. She knows, because they've done polling. The Democrats who are in charge are running polls, and they know that impeaching Trump is very, very unpopular. They also know that impeaching Trump will backfire on them. Now, it's not that the people who would vote for a Democrat love Trump. It's that they don't want any more division. They've had enough. They cannot take it anymore. Nobody listening to this show, is there anyone listening to this show, would honestly say to me that you think the 2 years of an impeachment trial of any kind or impeachment hearings would be good for America? I don't see how that would work. Now, again, getting back to the main issue, Russia interfering in our elections. It was admitted by the Trump administration that they tried to interfere with our elections. But I want to remind you of something else. We interfere in elections around the world and have so for a long time. Do you remember what Obama did when he was president? You say, don't bring it up. You want to start impeachment hearings? How about investigating Obama's machinations with interference in Israel? He interfered in the election of Netanyahu. He hired young fools to go over there and try to subvert Netanyahu. Do you remember what John McCain did? You remember John McCain went to Ukraine and tried to overturn an election? Do you remember that? Remember John McCain went to Egypt after the Muslim Brotherhood was voted out and General Assisi was voted in? Do you remember what John McCain did? He went to Egypt and meddled in a foreign election after the fact and told the people to reinstate the Muslim Brotherhood. John McCain was a double agent as far as I'm concerned. And so where is the investigation on that? Where are the investigations on Obama? What about the $175 billion that Obama magically found to pay Iran off? Where did that money come from? Why is there no investigation of that? What I want to read to you while you are calling is the following. As you know, I have taken up tweeting, and the reason is because Trump was doing it. I paid no attention to it till he did it. I said he should stop. He wouldn't stop. He got worse. So I figured if you can't beat him, join him. So I'm going to read you some of the tweets that I put up today, and I want you to hear some of the reactions. Are you ready? Here is the number one tweet of the day from the Savage. It's at a Savage Nation. Mueller fed doubt, then bowed out. Next one. Mueller is a deep state Democrat snake. He just said while we could have indicted Trump, there was no trial, so go ahead and impeach him and prove Russia collusion. Next tweet. If we had confidence after a thorough investigation of the facts that the president clearly did not commit obstruction of justice, we would so state. Based on the facts and the applicable legal standards, however, we are unable to reach that judgment. The big question is, why did you even go through with this if you know you can never indict him? If you couldn't indict a sitting president, why did you bother doing this investigation? And there is only one answer. And that is because the ticket fixers and the other small-time petty criminals who are Democrats of today, who have risen to the level of congressmen, they wanted this to go on as a charade to try and elect a Democrat. It's as simple as that. Our two-party system is a dismal failure. It stinks to high heaven. What it is two gangs of petty lawyers fighting with each other while the American people sit there and have to take the stench day and night. The two-party system is a rotten, stinking barrel of rotten apples. The two-party system consists of two gangs of thieving lawyers fighting with each other instead of doing the nation's business. Middle East on the brink. North Korea on the brink. Iran increasing its aggression. Elections in Taiwan. Look, there's a lot of global instability as we ourselves plunge into primary season. How have you sheltered your savings and investments from potential major setbacks to the economy? You think it can happen here? It can happen here, but it's not too late to diversify an old IRA or 401k into gold. And Birch Gold Group can help you with that. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. As opposed to many other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty. It is an important part of diversifying your savings. Now listen, here's how Birch Gold can help make it a part of yours. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. You want to learn more? Just text SAVAGE to 989-898 for a free info kit. SAVAGE, text it to 989-898 and you get a free info kit. It costs you nothing. Just text SAVAGE to 989-898. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of happy customers, I encourage you to arm yourself with the knowledge of diversification through precious metals. Protect yourself. Text SAVAGE to 989-898 and claim your free info kit. Protect your savings with gold. Do it now. Text SAVAGE to 989-898. Thank you very much. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. Text SAVAGE to 989-898.
The Savage Nation. It's savage, uncut, unfiltered, and raw.
Can I ask you something? What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your car? Or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies.
or to have assistance paying for a major unexpected medical bill. It makes sense, doesn't it? Well, the same goes for building an emergency food storage plan. You're preparing for when natural disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. It does happen. Now, the best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. You start with a four-week emergency food kit. This is the final week to order a few and save $100 when you go to my special website, preparewithsavage.com. Preparewithsavage.com. You'll save $100. Preparewithsavage.com. And these food kits include breakfast, lunches, and dinners. You don't have to throw them out. They last up to 25 years. What an investment. You know, when it's breaking news, it's too late to prepare. Do this now. Get your emergency food from My Patriot Supply at preparewithsavage.com. That's preparewithsavage.com. You'll save $100 and you'll prepare yourself for many, many years to come. That's preparewithsavage.com.
The Savage Nation. It's Savage on Demand.
Cory Booker, who has the intellectual capacity of a 20-watt light bulb, let's say a refrigerator bulb that's half out, wants impeachment. Julian Castro, who I never heard of, wants impeachment. Elizabeth Warren, who would be a great actor if you were doing a movie on the Third Reich and wanted a matron in a concentration camp to be played, says impeachment. Kamala Harris, who if you gave her a compass would not know where True North is, wants impeachment. Fortunately for us, Pelosi is smart enough to know impeachment will backfire on her and probably trigger a civil war in this country. I have been saying for years, since 2014 when I wrote Stop the Coming Civil War, that there is a conflagration brewing. Can we cool it, please? It's gotten worse and worse and worse. I also said to you that all we are waiting for is Fort Sumter. This Mueller speech today almost looked like an incendiary cannon shot at Fort Sumter. It's as though the deep state, through Mueller, wants a civil war in this country. And I don't know what they think they would gain by it. I have no idea why they want us at each other's throats. I don't know why they want North versus South, East versus West. I don't know why they want husband and wives fighting anymore. Mueller is a monster. You know, I used to hold judgment on him because he's a decorated combat veteran from Vietnam. And I have a soft spot for decorated combat veterans. He's also a Republican, as his original appointment would say, although as we know in this country, that means nothing. It's a two-party system playing three-card Monty. It's a one-party system playing a two-party system. And because Trump is an outsider and not really part of the Republican establishment, as you well know, as I have articulated for years now, they're going after him because he doesn't conform to the RNC-DNC game that is being played. But who is the big loser? The big loser is you. The big loser is I. Because you have been activated and triggered to confirm exactly what you felt before. If you hated Trump, you now say, you see, I told you so, he should be impeached. If you supported Trump, after today's shocking performance by this snake, Mueller, you're saying, you see, Trump is innocent. So what has that done for America? Made us even more dug in our positions. We're behind our positions. Our ammunition is loaded. This is very bad for the country. Why Mueller did it is the only question. He didn't have to. Now, there's speculation that he did this because he didn't want to testify before Congress. Why shouldn't he testify before Congress? I think he should testify before Congress without an impeachment hearing. In fact, I think there should be a hearing about Mueller and Mueller's investigation by a new committee. I'd like to see a special prosecutor appointed to investigate Mueller's investigation. That's what I'd like to see. And it's not the first time I've said it. Now you say, well, wait a minute now. Isn't that a dictatorial statement? No, it isn't. Who will watch the watchers? Who made him God Almighty? Who put Mueller above everything and everyone else in this country? Nobody. So I'm saying to you that the suspicions surround Mueller, not surrounding Trump. And I'm saying that the Latin saying, who will watch the watchers, is more apt today than it was yesterday, and it'll be more apt tomorrow. I don't remember the exact Latin, but it says, who will watch the watchers? Now let me take some callers. Oregon, John, line 5, 30 seconds or less, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to tell you, I agree with you. I think the deep state does have plans for a civil war in this country. I think they have plans for a lot of war around the world as a great reset. I think they see the modern culture as a etch-a-sketch with too many lines in it, and they just want to shake it up.
Well, look at what's going on in the world. Nationalists won across Europe. This has disturbed the New World Order. This has disturbed George Soros and his minions. This has disturbed our deep state in this country, has it not?
Yes, for sure.
And they know that Trump, by the way, is to a great extent responsible for encouraging nationalism in European nations. They were copying Trump, the people who won in Italy and such. And as a result of that, they know Trump is very dangerous because he will not permit this New World Order run out of Brussels to emerge, where someone like Obama could be ruler for life and dictate virtually everything we eat, breathe, and think for the next 50 years. So maybe you're right. Maybe they want a civil war. It's a very dangerous time, and I think that we, the people, have to not take the bait in plain English. But I'll summarize it as I did at the beginning. Mueller fed doubt, then bowed out. If anyone can beat that, let me know who it might be.
Savage.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Yesterday in the studio, I had a reporter from the New York Times sitting in on the show, as you well know if you're listening to it. And I took a chance having him in the studio the day before I met him, and we talked for 2 hours. Yesterday, I agreed to let him sit in and listen to you. I don't know what the article is going to say, but I will link it on my social media, Michael Savage, when it comes out. Many of you assume it's going to be a hit piece. I don't. But I will tell you this. I was trying to just get through the day today because it's been very stressful for the last few days. If you think these are easy interviews, you don't know the media business. You have to consider every statement you make. I am like the Rocky of talk radio. You have no idea what I am going up against. If you truly understood how powerful the radio cartel is, how each of them are represented by the same agent, each of them represented by the same agent, they have an interlocking power over Fox News and talk radio. They appear on each other's shows. They make believe that they're not part of the establishment when they are the establishment. And they haven't continued to try to destroy me every day, but they haven't done so yet, and they will never do it. Never, because I am like Rocky. No matter how powerful they think they may be, God sees the truth but waits. So I had a very good day yesterday. You know why? Because even if I lose with that New York Times article about me and the election and Trump, I win because I'm still a contender. And the cartel was not interviewed by the New York Times. They could call it every name under the sun, but it's a very important newspaper that is read around the world. You don't have to agree with them to understand that. And it is the other side. And I have said to you before, and I'll say it again, the only hope to avert further division in this nation, the only hope to avert a civil war itself, is by conversation with your political opponents, not hatred. And that is why I chose to sit down and give 2 days out of my life for those interviews. And yet I wake up today and I see we cannot have peace in this nation. I can see that my book, Stop Mass Hysteria, is once again too far ahead of its time. It's not simple enough. It's not a single word about a single idea. It's not derivative. It's not a copycat book. It was just too original. Stop Mass Hysteria. America's Insanity from the Salem Witch Trials to the Trump Witch Hunt. Apparently, it took too much thought for the average American to grasp. It was more than a single word. And so the monodimensional mentality that exists in America today, those with swollen ankles and swollen brains, have to come to understand how dangerous these times are. What Mueller did today was seed and sow further division. And it's up to us not to take the bait. It's really that clear. Sure, no one is above the law, but that means Mueller's not above the law. And I frankly think it's time to investigate the special investigator. I want to know right from the beginning, and I don't want to use the words again, the Steele report, the dossier. I want to know how that originated. We all know how it originated. I want to know why he was allowed to take that and run with it. I want to know how he was allowed to commandeer $35 million and persecute the president and half the American people for two straight years. And I also want to know how and why he is permitted now to throw a hand grenade into a crowded theater. And then say, oh, I'm as clean as the driven snow. Oh, I'm a Boy Scout. Oh, I'm Robert Mueller. And I'm so good, I don't want to testify. And I'm bowing out and I'm now going to retire. Thank you very much. No, 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 no. We need to know. No, no, no. We need to know. What do you think out there in Savage Land? You want to talk about this? I'd like to hear from you. 855-407-2822. Let's go to Fred in New Hampshire. Fred, go, give me your reaction today to what Mueller did.
Yeah, Michael, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, I'm from Concord, California, not from New Hampshire.
Well, that's a cool screen. Okay, it's easy to confuse the two. Go ahead.
Yeah, so all I wanted to say was you were talking about the Civil War, but if you remember, even when Obama was in power, the Civil War was already being divided because it doesn't really matter who's in power. Russia and China divert a lot of money to a lot of these radical groups along with the New World Order. And it's all about creating division in the United States, no matter who's in power.
And yeah, so they're meddling in our domestic affairs by fueling and paying for all of these communist front groups, calling themselves progressive groups. We know where the money comes from. Certainly the money's coming from foreign sources, 100% right, which is why I have said, and I will say again, thank you for triggering me, that what we need is a new House of Un-American Activities Committee. I need a new UAC in this nation, because without a UAC investigation, we're going to lose this nation altogether. There are so many subversive forces operating. I named them all two books ago. I spent four pages on all the front groups, all their names, all their acronyms, who runs them. It was a best-selling book. It was highly researched, and they're still activated and still active. And as far as I'm concerned, Mueller was operating for them.
You're absolutely right. And unfortunately, unless something, like you said, the investigators get investigated and nobody gets prosecuted, you know, this thing's going to continue. And we'll have socialism, if not this election, but at least within the next 8 years.
Let's hope now. Mueller is a deep state Democrat snake. He just said while we could have indicted Trump, there was no trial. So go ahead and impeach him and prove Russia collusion. I posted that 4 hours ago. I then said Mueller fed doubt, then bowed out 4 hours ago. I then said Nadler, a small-time Brooklyn ticket fixer, should be investigated for his past actions as a lawyer. No one is above the law, Jerry. That was 1 hour ago. What would you like to say? California, Stephen, line five, what's on your mind?
Yes, hello. I think it's just getting atrocious how much fighting is happening over something that should be over and done with by now. And
you're right. You're right. It doesn't even matter whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. I think most American people have had enough of this.
Fighting in the family now has just gotten ridiculous in this country. We're all supposed to be working together, and it needs to just be over and done with. If there is a crime committed, then get the person out of office and throw them in jail. If they haven't, let it alone. It's already
yes. So, but he stirred the pot. He stirred the pot, and he gave the left what they wanted to hear and the right what they wanted to hear. And then he said, I'm as clean as a Boy Scout. I'm an Eagle Scout. I'm Robert Mueller. I'm now resigning. Thank you so much for the $30 million. I've had a ball for the last 2 years stirring the pot and setting off a civil war. Absolutely right. New York Joe, go ahead. 30 seconds or less on the Savage Nation.
Hey, I think this is really just another knife into the guts of America while it's down. That's pretty much what this Mueller thing is. The end result is really to push this communist socialist regime in. I remember even in ninth grade learning about when Hitler was coming to power, the biggest thing was there was the collapse of, I guess, the franc, that was their currency. And then I'm sure there was huge division during that time. seems kind of...
Yes, there was street fighting during the Weimar Republic, and you know who the street fighting was between? Between vermin like the ACT UP people, vermin like ACT UP, the Occupy movements. They were in the streets, breaking store windows, beating up people who didn't support communism. And then I am telling you, and this is what I fear, right-wing thugs emerged, and they became the SA under Hitler, and they went to fight the socialists in the streets, and that started the rise of Hitler. And it's because the left started the bomb throwing in Germany. That is why Hitler came to power.
Right. Now, let me ask you, Mike, do you believe in coincidences? Because this is too big of a coincidence. You know how most detectives, they kind of, if it looks too much like a coincidence, it's probably not a coincidence.
Well, what do you mean? Which is a coincidence? Which act?
Kind of climate, the climate that we're in on the cusp of now. If you look at Wall Street Journal, everything, we're on a cusp of some sort of recession that's always on the horizon.
Yes, okay, right. All the indicators in the bond market are bad. Then China says we're restricting rare metals, which I've been talking about now for over a year, and warning America about this. In fact, I don't even want to go into it. I told people to invest in these rare earth minerals quite a while ago. Some of them made a fortune. Yes, I see what's coming. Now, if China turns off the flow of rare earth minerals, have you studied that at all?
Not studied, but I've read it. I obviously read it.
They have us over a barrel. Now, Australia has a small supply of these. Did you know that we still have a small supply of some of these rare earth metals in Nevada? But guess who owns them? And you're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you. Under Barack Obama, the ownership of these mines was sold to China. Did you know that?
Yes, actually, I remember when we were doing something while we were in Afghanistan on the other side of the mountain, China was digging up all these earth minerals.
That is correct. Some of the rare earth minerals that are responsible and required for all of our electronic equipment, including military, China is going to withhold. We have mines of rare earth minerals in Nevada. They are owned by China. Barack Obama went around the laws that existed to protect our national interests and permitted Chinese front companies to buy these mines. This is a huge story that you should pay close attention to, because at the end of the day, most wars come down to a fight over natural resources. It was true in World War II. It's going to be true again now if this keeps up. China thinks they're pulling a Trump card.
Savage. Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
Under long-standing department policy, a president cannot be charged with a federal crime while he is in office. That is unconstitutional. Even if the charge is kept under seal and hidden from public view, that too is prohibited. The special counsel's office is part of the Department of Justice, and by regulation, it was bound by that department policy. Charging the president with a crime was therefore not an option we could consider.
Really? Then why did you investigate him? See, that's the question. He's begging the question. If he knew that going in, then why did he spend 2 years and $30 million? The answer is to obstruct the presidency and to turn Americans against each other. And I will say again, and you heard it first on the show 2 years ago, and you're going to hear it over and over again from the fill-ins and the copycats and the understudies who got very lucky. Quis custodiae ipsos custodes. Pardon my Latin. You know what it means? Who will watch the watchers? It's related to the phrase that I just read you from the Roman treatise Satires of Juvenal, written around AD 100, and it means who will watch the watchmen? Who watches the watchers? Who will guard the guards? Who shall watch the watchers themselves? Well, I'd like to damn well know who is watching Mueller, and I want to know why he's above the law, and I want to know why he was made bigger than a president. And I want to also know why he should not be investigated. And I also want to know why there's no special counsel investigating the investigation. Maybe we can get to the bottom of this whole conspiracy that they created surrounding President Trump to throw a spider web around them. The whole thing is starting to look like, if you wanted to see a metaphor, I remember when I was a kid, I saw a movie called Samson and Delilah. It was a poor movie, but it was very, very graphic. And it showed the character Samson being surrounded by dwarfs who had spears and nets. But before they could get near him and throw the net around him, they first tied him to a pillar and blinded him with hot coals. I remember how shocked I was watching that. Trump is becoming like a Samson figure who they've tried to blind but have not succeeded in doing so. And now they think they can throw a net around him and poke him with hot pokers. Well, they can't. And it's now time for we the people to stand up. And I don't care if you're an independent. I'm not talking to the other side because it's pointless to talk to you. The fact of the matter is, Mueller himself just admitted he knew from the beginning there was no chance to indict the president. So why did he go ahead and do it? Why did he go ahead and do it? Tell me why he went ahead and did it. Charging the president with a crime was therefore not an option we could consider. So what does that mean? Was there a crime? Well, it doesn't matter, but we couldn't do it anyway. If you knew that going in, Mr. Mueller, then why did you pursue this? That's the germane question. Now, to be fair to America, this has got to come to an end. I've told you, I've been reluctant to talk about Mueller, dossier, as the understudies do over and over and over again. The high school dropouts will become very rich and very lucky by repeating monotypic phrases over and over and over again. Steele report, dossier Mueller. They make $30 million a year, they buy beach houses, and they make believe they're smarter than Einstein and all of the geniuses that have preceded us. Well, let me tell you something. Mueller has to be talked about today, not yesterday. Today is the day to talk about Mueller, which is why I've been talking about him. He went and admitted today he had no authority, because the Constitution prohibits it, no authority whatsoever to charge a president with a crime, because it would be unconstitutional. So why did he investigate him? If they knew that from the beginning, what was their motivation? What was their intent? What did they expect the outcome to be? But the bigger question today for all of us, Dem, Repub, or Independent, the bigger question is, why did this suspicious character Mueller give this press conference today? What was the point of it all? In other words, he has the report. He chooses to come out and speak for 8 minutes with a summary of the key points he wants to get across to the people. And what is he saying? He's saying he was guilty, but he wasn't guilty. We couldn't charge him, but we would have charged him if we could have charged him, even though he's not guilty. And moreover, thank you very much for the $30 million ride. I enjoyed it very much. And now go ahead and impeach him, because I've given you enough ammunition to pretend that you have enough ammunition. And true to form, out pops the Brooklyn ticket fixer, the man who lost 100 pounds of the best part of himself, Jerry Nadler, the ticket fixer from Brooklyn, stumbling and mumbling and falling all over himself. Not a good day for America.
The Westwood One Podcast Network.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. Our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.